The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Creed and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Forum for Nonprofits. The arts in our community. What is the first thing that often gets cut during hard times like this? The arts. And thank goodness there are people in our community that are there to fill in the gap. And we're here to talk with Michelle Weinberg about a very exciting new grant program that's actually part of Funding Arts Broward. Now, many people probably heard of Funding Arts Broward. Why don't we talk about what that is first, Michelle, and then we'll talk about your exciting grant program.
Sure. FAB is a membership-based program of volunteers in Broward County who each contribute and then grant applications are received from arts organizations in the community, and they are evaluated by FAB membership, and award amounts are given each year for performing visual arts, theater, throughout Broward County.
Now, just as a little background, only because personally I was a volunteer with FAB many years ago, a woman named Francie Bishop Good, who's a local artist and philanthropist in the community, actually personally took this cause on by herself and with a few of her friends, and these women pooled their personal funds to actually fill in the gap for the arts programs that were being cut in the community. And today, Michelle, it's grown enormously.
Yeah,
now they take corporate grants, and how many did they give out? Like, how much money? Almost $200,000.
Yeah, about $250,000, I believe, annually. And they're, I think, in their eighth year of existence, and have surpassed $1.2 million in giving throughout the county.
And that's
incredible.
Is
there any estimate of how many organizations they touch on an annual basis?
Ooh, I'm not sure I know all that data. Perhaps at least 20. You know, maybe more.
Wow.
And it's in three categories, is that right? It's the visual arts, theater,
dance, theater, and music.
Right.
And so FAB is then this great organization doing all these things, but you're involved in a very special new initiative. Can you tell us a little bit,
exactly,
bit about that?
Well, since the Knight Foundation here in South Florida initiated their Knight Arts Idea program, FAB decided to submit an idea, which anybody can. You don't have to be necessarily a nonprofit. But we decided that we'd like to make available to our already awarded grantees greater amounts of money for more significant, more ambitious new works. So we approached Knight for the establishment of a Knight New Work Award.
And is this the only community where this is offered?
There is a Knight New Work Award offered in Miami-Dade as well through the Performing Arts Network. Funding Arts Network, yeah.
So this is fairly unique nationally to have this kind of program.
I believe so, yeah. I mean, Knight has, they've extended their generosity to various cities throughout the country, but Miami and Broward counties have been really lucky beneficiaries.
So can you explain who's eligible, how much money is involved, and how exactly, can you walk us through how this works?
Yeah, the FAB Knight New Work Award is available to those organizations that FAB has already funded through their regular grants program. And in our first year, we have a contract with Knight to offer this program for the next 2 years after this one. We are offering one $50,000 award and two $20,000 awards to arts organizations in Broward County that really want to think beyond their ordinary programming. And the funding will allow them to do things that are normally not permitted in the purview of a regular FAB grant. So they are allowed to travel, to attend residencies or professional development opportunities. They can collaborate and hire other professionals from outside of the state. They can use the funds to publish. They can use the funds to acquire important new equipment. And what we also require them to do is to create a marketing material that's new and will draw in audiences from beyond their usual audiences, as well as to offer a free perhaps a master class or demonstration or performance for an underserved audience group in the county.
So it really affects people far beyond what we might consider the arts community, yeah. but really enriching the entire community.
Well, the key word in all of the NITE initiatives is transformational. And so that's the idea, to really raise the bar, to attract audiences, to develop new audiences, and also to attract new creative arts professionals from around the country that might not be aware that now here in Broward County, there's something that's really liberating, that's really an investment in their careers as well. So to draw people to this area.
And so for you said it could only be existing FAB recipients.
Yes.
Some are long-term FAB recipients. Others have just received one grant.
Even if
it doesn't
they've
matter.
Received one grant, they're entitled
okay,
to apply
that's great.
For.
And they don't have to be any size. It could be a small, you know, entrepreneurial little arts organization, or it could be a large.
The key
Broward
is
center.
Their idea. They need to have a vision for their organization that is a project that's specifically bigger, more ambitious, going to reach more audiences.
So, you've given your first set of awards.
Yes.
Can you tell us who the winners were and
why?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, very excited. The $50,000 award went to the Art and Culture Center of Hollywood for an exhibition called Artist Unknown, The Free World, which has been touted as by several people as the new Family of Man exhibition for the 21st century, and that was a very important photographic exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art.
We are going to get to hear from the Art and Cultural Center in our next segment, so we'll hear even more details about
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
So who else? Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the $20,000 awards, one went to Mosaic Theater for the development of a new play by playwright Joe Calarco. And the play was called The Michael Brewer Project, and that's a working title based on the inhumane and violence and bullying treatment of Michael Brewer here. And the other project is for the Broward Film Society. They have started a program called Movies of Our Lives, in which the video and film footage of residents in Broward County is actively solicited, and I can tell listeners how to get involved, and will be edited into one huge documentary film of life in Broward County and presented at the Film Society's theater in Fort Lauderdale.
Can you explain that to me a little bit more?
I will try.
Okay.
Okay, so The Film Society is looking for a DVD or an MOV file to be mailed via snail mail or email to them. And they are also interested, if you have a story but don't even have a camera or cell phone, they are partnering with WPBT-TV to set up cameras at different sites around the county.
Oh, wow.
So you can That's have pretty cool. a one-minute interview to be mm-hmm. recorded, and that footage will get incorporated into this project. So in April is when they're scheduling the screening at Cinema Paradiso.
And so, Michelle, for that particular project, is there a specific website people can go to if they're interested in it?
Yes. If you go to their website, which is fliff.com/MOOL for Movies of Our Lives, you can find out everything you need to know. There is also a phone number, 954-525 Film, F-I-L-M.
So the opportunity is there for people to get more information on that. And also, because those of you who are now listening to the Forum for Nonprofits understand that we're learning about the organization Funding Arts Broward. To get more information on Funding Arts Broward, please visit their website at fundingartsbroward.org or call 954-523-7771. Now let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Army Specialist Andrew Pike became paralyzed while serving in Iraq. Andrew and his father explained the impact of his injury.
At first you think, I want my son to be able to walk.
My injury was a gunshot wound to the left abdomen from a sniper. My first contact with paralyzed veterans was in Walter Reed.
Paralyzed Veterans National Service officers work with our injured veterans to ensure they get the benefits they have earned. NSO Michael Killen explains.
We try to reassure them what benefits are out there, and we try to educate them and take some of that stress away from them.
Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get the auto, housing, and vocational benefits he earned.
PVA did a fantastic job making sure that he got those benefits on a timely basis.
Right now I'm going back to school to earn a degree, and I'm just spending time with my wife and child.
To learn how you can help our paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking about an exciting new program to support the arts community. It's called the Funding Arts Broward Knight New World Award. And the first $50,000 recipient of the award was a wonderful place in Hollywood called the Art and Culture Center. And we have Jeff Rusnak here, who's the development director. Jeff, congratulations on such an exciting grant. Tell us a little bit about what your organization is doing. It was $50,000, correct?
Correct.
What are you doing with that money?
Well, that this grant will fund is an exhibition called Artist Unknown at the Free World. And this exhibition, we had planned to try to do something along the lines of this exhibition, which is basically a collection of photographs that two artists, one Oliver Wasow, who lives in New York, and John D. Monteith, who lives in South Carolina, they really started collecting all these photographs online and would find these patterns of the way people were expressing themselves. And so they compiled tens of thousands, literally, of photographs. We've boiled it down into one exhibition. And
what do you mean by people express? I mean, you know,
this is
radio,
these are amateur photographs of anonymously culled from internet sites,
like
Facebook,
people just
chat rooms,
chatting, people doing what?
You know, family photographs from 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago that
wow.
just somehow end up online. And these two artists just developed this relationship through Facebook. Started collecting these photographs, started seeing these patterns of you know, you'll have one where these crazy bouffant hairstyles that, you know, from the 50s. You'd have others of people, you know, we have a very, this photograph, very bizarre, this series of photographs with people with guns in the most sort of casual way, like a picture of a guy sort of laying on a couch with his gun surrounded by all these other guns. And these, so there would be these sorts of very unique American kind of expressions. And so we came across this, the artist contacted us back in the spring of 2010, and we worked trying to put together this exhibition. And the Fab Knight New Work grant allowed us to expand on what would have been a normal gallery exhibition and turn it into, we published a 260-page book.
I was just going to ask, is there a book? Because it sounds like an amazing coffee table book.
We have a 260-page book. We were able to get contributing essays from Jerry Saltz, who's a three-time Pulitzer Prize nominee, Marvin Heiferman, who's a major figure and curator and arts writer in New York. So this grant allowed us to take what would have been a breakthrough exhibition generally in Broward County and then expand it into something that right now we're looking to travel the show. We have somebody in California that's looking to travel the show. And that was the whole idea, the Fab Knight New Work thing, is how do you take something that's happening in Broward and create a ripple effect outside of Broward so we can show what's happening in our own community.
Why did you consider this particular program to use for this award? What about it was different than what maybe you normally do at the Arts and Cultural Center?
Well, normally we do about 15 exhibitions a year. In addition, we do education programming. We also have a family performance series. But on the exhibition side, we generally exhibit South Florida artists, contemporary South Florida artists. This one, not only were the artists from outside the area, but this is the first time this exhibition has been done, something like this. And that's what Fab was looking for, is if we're going to give you money, give us something new. Give us something fresh that hasn't been done. And that's a great impetus for an organization like ours. We can do what we normally do and do it very well. When you have the funds to expand and do the things that you'd like to try to do, it liberates you in ways and allows you to really create an imprint of your organization into new areas. And, you know, this has been an enormously successful grant for us. We had Jerry Saltz as part of a different Knight grant, did a lecture for us as part of our Hot Topics discussion series. Jerry is, we call him Jerry, He's a former truck driver who's become the biggest art critic in the United States. And he was at the beginning. He sent us an email saying that this exhibition could be one of the most influential of its kind for this generation.
Well, the irony is, it's not. They're not artists. These are works that, and it kind of is a commentary on the new media, right?
Exactly.
And these aren't pieces of art. These are snapshots from regular people, right, that have been turned into art and in an art format.
Exactly. They're unintentional, really. Right. It's unintentionally artful, but it goes to that notion we all have, and this is what one of the, I think, at what we try to do with the Art and Culture Center is everybody has a place in their life for self-expression. And photography is the most accessible of all those mediums. So you get these photographs, and unintentionally, people create something that is a kind of a specific to them visual aesthetic. And this book, and this exhibition, when you see it in its entirety, you see. I think it's a reflection on sort of the American aesthetic, the way people think of themselves when they stand in front of a picture, or and you look at them and you go, "Who took this picture and why?"
Right.
And it's funny. It opens up this whole conversation. Every picture is an opportunity to have a conversation about what's going on there. Who are these people? Why are they standing there in these boxer briefs? You know, holding two six shooters. You know, bizarre stuff. And it really speaks to how I think the exhibition is a mirror on how Americans are so expressive and so out there.
Was there any problem getting permission for these photos, or they're just generic photos that just landed on the internet? And
that was a question that came up. Who owns them?
Right.
And they apparently there are these. The book was put together by the two artists, but they had people who had collected these photos. And you know, if you find a picture at a thrift store, for instance, and this is how people used to collect vernacular mm-hmm. photography, you'd find something at a thrift store. Well, who owns it? Nope. Well, right. I do now. So as we understand it, ownership is kind of sacrificed. Once it goes out there, it's sort of public domain.
You don't have to worry about
domain. And it's not copyrighted, you know.
Michelle mentioned something in the first segment about transformational. And how did this grant of this exhibition, how did it transform either the community or your organization?
I think it's transformed us into... We knew this was a good idea, and it gave us the facility to challenge ourselves to pull it off, mm-hmm. and we have. So it's been transformational from an organizational sense of seeing what we're capable of. And it's been also transformational in the sense of we were able to send our curator and the co-publisher of the book, Name Publishing, which operates out of Miami, we were able to send them to an art fair in New York and be represented there. We've also been able to bring in someone like Jerry Saltz to write the essay, Marvin Heiferman. We've been able to associate with a level of individual in the arts world that we would not have otherwise had access to.
So it really did change what your organization is able to do and who they are.
It's a milestone landmark in the 33-year history of the Art and Culture Center.
If somebody wants to get a copy of the book, they can't for some reason get down to Hollywood. Can you order the book over online?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how
you
that...
At artandculturecenter.org, artandculturecenter.org. You can call us at 954-921-3274. I believe it's a $20 for the book, and I think there's a $5 shipping charge. Mm-hmm. And this is something that will go on past the exhibition date, so this is something we hope to have for a long time.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives and recipients of a fabulous organization called Funding Arts Broward. To get more information on Funding Arts Broward, please visit their website at fundingartsbroward.org or call 954-523-7771. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
One of the most important skills any student can learn is how to study. I'm Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association and a classroom teacher. I've seen too many capable students struggle with classwork, homework, and tests simply because they didn't know how to study. Here are some ways you can help your child achieve lifelong study skills. Set specific times for study each day and stick to them. Make sure that notes, homework, and assignments for each subject are kept together. Each night, have your child make a few notes of what was discussed in class for each subject. Be consistent. Make sure that whatever study habits you work to create truly become habits, done at the same time, in the same way, every day. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every child in Florida.
A message from the Florida Education Association. Great public schools are a basic right for every child.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've had such fun today talking about the arts and some exciting programs going on in our community. Thanks to a wonderful program funded by the Knight Foundation, it's called Funding Arts Broward, Knight New Work Award. And Michelle Weinberg is back talking to us about that award, which is very exciting. Michelle, tell us a little bit more about, one, how people can get involved, and two, what impact this has had in the arts community.
Sure. First of all, I also wanted to mention that the Knight New Work Award recipients were selected by a panel of outside professional arts jurors, which is also different than Funding Arts Broward's normal grant procedure. So we invited this past year Peter Boswell, senior curator at Miami Art Museum, Mary Luft, executive director of Tiger Tail Productions, and James Judd, formerly of the Florida Philharmonic, to review our applications, and allowing them to give their insights and professional opinions was wonderful for FAB, and also brought some focus and kind of a different level to the grants proceedings for this award. And then to promote the existence of this award and these winning projects, we retained artist and designer Margie Nothard, who has done many public art and architecture projects throughout the county, to design a poster which would promote both the FAB Knight New Work Award and each specific new project. And we have a ton of those. We would love to get them to distributed everywhere.
Do people buy the posters?
No,
they're just
free
to get out? And how does someone get some?
If someone wants posters, either a stack or one individually, they simply have to email fundingartsbroward@gmail.com or go to the FAB website, fundingartsbroward.org, and hit the contact area and request a delivery or a pickup of the posters. And they're very beautiful. They contain all the information required to participate, to visit the Art and Culture Center and see the Artist Unknown, the Free World Exhibition, to attend performances of the Michael Brewer Project at Mosaic Theater, and how to get involved in the Movies of Our Lives project.
Now, is there a cost for people to go see this exhibit and make a contribution to the Art and Culture Center?
There's an $8 admission at the Art and Culture Center. I don't know the specifics of Mosaic Theater. There's a ticket price. It's free to participate in the Movies of Our Lives project. And then ultimately the screening will, I'm sure there'll be a cost to enter the Cinema Paradiso and see the program. We are, as I said, part of this FAB Knight New Work Award is that each organization does make free events available specifically to draw in new audiences that underserved. Exactly.
If Michelle, they want to find out more about the Knight New Work Award, is there a place to go to learn more details
on
the
website for Funding Arts Broward? Mm-hmm. If you click on the grants programs area, there's a Knight New Work Award.
Now it's people can participate, obviously, in the program by attending performances and so on, and to be part of that movie project. Are there other opportunities for people to get involved? If I just think what you're doing is so cool and I want to be involved.
It is cool.
Is there a way to do that?
Well, you know, donors in the community submitted funds to create a match for the Knight Foundation funds, and that's a stipulation of all Knight Arts Idea awards. So when Knight provided $50,000 per year, private donors stepped up to match with their own $50,000.
So somebody who's listening today who has a company or a corporation or an individual who says, this is a great way to fund arts in our community, could go to the Funding Arts Broward website and find out how to do that
exactly,
kind of match?
Exactly. It would be a phenomenal way, a really lasting and substantial way to put your own personal imprint on the growing arts scene down here in South Florida.
And there are also opportunities to become a member of FAB for somebody who just loves the arts and wants to do a difference. You can actually join FAB, and they have regular lunches. They bring in different artists. You can volunteer as to be a judge for grants. There's a whole variety of activities.
And they're on Facebook, so you can do it through your Facebook as well, because I was doing some research and found it there. And you can donate through the Facebook page as well. So
fantastic.
It's really easy if you want to support the arts community in Broward County. This is a great way to get involved.
And Funding Arts Broward, their annual calendar of events and luncheons is really about connecting the members who are donors in the community with the arts practitioners to learn and to experience all the parts of the creative process and what goes into the development of a new play, the composition of a work of theater or of music, the mounting of an exhibition, how an individual artist works, all these things that people would love to get to know more about in the art world.
So this is really a way to get involved to support arts in our community. As we've been discussing today, you know, arts is more than just the extracurricular activity, but it's really an important part of the fabric of
the
community.
And it gives us hope that there are people out there making sure the arts in our community stay alive. So thank you for what you're doing, Michelle.
And My pleasure.
Thank you, and thank you, Jeff, for coming. And thank our audience for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today we were talking with representatives of Funding Arts Broward. For more information on all these terrific projects, please go to fundingartsbroward.org or call 954-523-7771. For Ellen Shulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.